Hello, what is, hello, hi, like, what do you want?
Oh my God, I'm so glad, I'm so happy you're home. I got an important job I need your help with.
We're smell
desperately
thing?
In need. No, what? Smell? What the? No, this is bigger than smell, man. This is the fate of humanity is on our hands right now. I need your help. So we gotta go. You gotta come with me right now.
Pack up. I'm not just gonna go. What is
why,
it? Tell me
why
first.
Are you not gonna go?
Okay,
look.
Calm down or don't calm down. I don't really care. Just tell me what your thing is right
look,
now.
Look, these how no one drives anymore, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever actually looked at the numbers and seen? Have you ever wondered if that was actually good for humanity?
What numbers would I look at?
The numbers that say how many people have been dying.
You'll notice
it's a lot less. It's a lot less. But then when you think about who those people are, then you start to realize that what if now cars are just a way for the government to keep us quiet?
About what?
About anything. About what? Anything they want.
Like what?
We're putty in their hands at this point.
What should I keep quiet? I'll list some things. You tell me if they're trying to keep us quiet about them. Sandwiches.
Probably.
Pogo sticks.
Definitely. Definitely.
What else? What's the main
thing? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Anything. Anything you can think of. We are under their control, and it's our duty to rise up, to stop them, tell them we're not going to take it. And
with the auto
I
driving
need your
cars.
Help. We have a plan. We have a plan. Okay? We have a plan. We're going to... And we need your help. You're the last piece of this machine. Of this well-tuned rebel machine. That
hey,
will
man,
take down
I gotta
the
say,
robot I, overlords.
I like the auto-driving cars. I mean, I know a lot of times you look over and most of the time somebody's touching themselves in the car next to you. I mean, it's an auto-driving car. Am I right? what else are you going to do at that time? You know.
Yeah,
other than that, like other than the constant masturbation during rush hour traffic, I'm okay with it, you know?
You know, but the thing is, you don't know. You don't know. You never know when you're going to cross some imaginary line that just says, hey, you're an enemy of the state now, and we're here to take a look. The point is, okay, that we're taking control of our own destinies here, and we need your help for the sake of humanity. If you would listen to me,
I will.
I can tell you're not doing anything. You answer the door so fast. You're clearly not doing anything.
I know. You come inside, and I'll knock on the door. How would you answer the door?
Well, I mean, for me, I would at least say, wait a minute.
Because you're busy.
Exactly.
Oh, because
I'm
not
always
doing
busy.
Shit. That's
I'm
what
busy.
Is?
I'm busy trying to save humanity, and I'm asking you to help me.
Okay,
join
what's the plan?
Me. Look, the plan is, okay, can I come in? Can I?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Look, the plan is we're going to go to Ford Motors. We're going to go to every big motor company that creates these self-driving cars. We have an expert who used to work for these companies and now has gone rogue, and he's programming a fix that will force all of the cars that these companies produced that's driving these on the streets right now as I speak, it will force all of them to go to the dump and be compacted, never to be seen again. And it'll be such a huge loss, and it'll be such a there'll be such a scandal that this could happen. And of course it did happen, because we know what we're doing. We've been playing this for almost 10 years now.
How are you going to get them to go to the dump? It just seems like you don't have enough details on the plan.
No, look, I'll tell you. I'm an open book, man. I'll tell you what I know. Look, the way he explained it to me was that it's like you got your Facebook event. Okay, you got a big party coming on, your going away party, you got a Facebook event, and you invite all your friends, and you're telling them, like, hey, all my friends, we're going to go to the dump, and we're going to party, and we're going to rage.
Party at
and
the
then
dump?
you all go to the dump, and you get compacted.
Who would go to a party at the dump?
Well, I mean, you ever been to a theme party before? You ever been to a dump party? You never been to a dump party? Clearly, look at you. You're Slav. Do something. Come with me. Come to a dump party. Most people love dump parties. And you haven't even been to one. Everyone's been to a dump party.
I've never been to a dump party.
Dump parties are the only kind of parties people go to now. I'm thinking back for the past 5 years, and I don't remember a single party that wasn't a dump party.
At the dump or just dump themed?
Both. A mix. Sometimes you gotta bring the dump to you. You know, some other person has booked it for the night. That happens very often. There's only one dump. It's only so big.
So what do you do?
Well, so then, you know, everyone dresses up like they're like trash. Like, you know, I'm usually a pizza box. And then, you know, we just all party. Then it's just a party after. I mean, it's really just clothes. And then it's just a party after that. It's just an excuse to drink.
I got it, yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is that we have an important mission, and we need your help.
All right, man. You're the last piece. I really can't help. I'm sorry.
You know what, man? I can't. Once again, you fail me. How many times is this now?
Zero.
How many times? This is ridiculous.
Maybe you know one. What? Maybe this you know one. What?
In the future, you're gonna need my help. And you're going to be happy that those cars aren't there anymore. And I hope you rot in this basement prison that you have here. Good day.